Again, we'll ask Coach Gross to make an opening statement, then go to questions for Tracy and Brandon. Coach?
Well, I think it was a tale of two halves. You know, I thought our defense was really, really good in the first half. In fact, if it wasn't good, I don't know if I've – you know, I told these guys after the game, you're playing a team that's been ranked number one in the country more weeks than any team all season in college basketball, and you shoot 27% and 16% from three and turn the ball over eight times, and you're down 14. You know, had they not showed the resiliency and toughness that they did in the first half, we'd have been down a lot more. I thought our defense was really good. Second half, it flipped. I thought our offense was really good, and defensively we weren't able to stop them in the second half. I thought they got too many layups. They got baskets in transition. Obviously, you know, we opened up the floor as a staff because we felt like we needed to increase the number of possessions there. So we started pressing, which opened up the floor for their athleticism. They got a dunk or two. But offense good second half, defense good first half. When you're playing Indiana, you got to be good in both on both offense and defense, both halves, you know. So I give them a lot of credit. They made a lot of plays. I'm really proud of our guys' toughness and resiliency, their ability to keep playing and not tie their defensive effort to shot making in the first half, I think, probably made me the most proud. Questions for the players?
Raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Right here in front.
For both players, just you had played in a really tough conference all year and made some comebacks, but how prepared do you feel from these experiences just going into the NCAA tournament now?
Brandon, start with you, please.
So how prepared do we feel coming going into the tournament?
Yes.
I mean, I really don't know how to answer that. We play in the toughest conference in the nation. You know, if we play anywhere else, I feel like we have a chance with anybody in the nation. Obviously, we've won some tough games. Like you said, we came back. But, you know, right now we're just, you know, excited for Sunday to see, you know, we had a goal in mind at the beginning of the season, so we're excited for Sunday to see what happens.
Tracy, your thoughts?
I kind of agree with Brandon. You know, we definitely play in the toughest conference in the country, so we'll just wait to see what happens Sunday.
Here in front.
Brandon, defensively, what were they doing that was bothering you and DJ combined for 4 for 23?
You know, they get into you. You know, obviously Oladipo's a great defender. You know, they play hard, they're scrappy. You know, that's something me and DJ got to get better at. You know, we got to, you know, we miss some shots, but at the same time, you know, I was trying to get to the free throw line. I think I did that well tonight, but, you know, some shots just got to fall. You know, they fell yesterday, they didn't fall tonight. You know, that's just something that, you know, it happens.
I heard Herb.
Tracy, you guys have had sort of a pattern of, you know, you kind of ease into the offense. Again today, it was sort of a battle a little bit early, and then in the second half it really got going. What's the difference when you guys are, you know, start clicking on offense?
Now I would say, if anything, you know, us guys just playing together and being trusting each other and trusting the system. If anything, you know, and execution, you know, we definitely got to put two halves together. I was telling Brandon this before we came through, and yeah, just execution and executing the game plan and trusting the coaches and the players.
Other questions for these two guys? Get back out here.
Can you go into a little more detail, Tracy, on just what started working for you in the second half?
I mean, just being aggressive and just playing under control, I would say. And I talked to Coach Ford, and he just said just slow down a little bit and just play under control. And I definitely took that advice. And I would say a little thing started going my way. But
back to Herb.
Brandon, what will you take away from these couple days here at the tournament? I mean, I know you guys wanted to be playing on Sunday. Just, you know, obviously disappointing, but just sort of the overall feeling when you come up short.
I mean, the takeaway is if you compete at a high level, you can compete with anybody in the country. You know, I feel we came in the mindset that we can win all these games. We went through some rough stress throughout the games, and I feel like, you know, once we put two halves together, we'll be in a good position. You know, sometimes, you know, one half our defense will be off, or the next half our offense will be off. Once we put two halves together, you know, we're going to be a force to reckon with. And I think we still, you know, we're just going to continue to look forward to Sunday because I feel like we have a lot of basketball left.
Is there one more for Brandon or Tracy? Anybody? Okay, thank you, fellas. You may return to the locker room. Question for Coach Gross. Start with Lauren.
Okay.
John, I'd just like to expand on that very question that you just that Herb asked. It seemed like for a time, maybe 10, 15 minutes, that the team just couldn't get going, and then all of a sudden everything clicks. I mean, what's the difference?
Well, I think in the first half, a couple things. They were really locked on our shooters, Lauren. I mean, heavy. And I didn't think that I thought that was took some time for us to get adjusted to, even though we were encouraging them to do that, calling some things and trying to take advantage of that. I thought that was good on their part. I mean, I thought they defended well. And then I think the second part to that is we missed five layups in what we call the own the box area around the rim in the first half. And you might miss one, maybe two. But you want to beat Indiana, you got to go 3 for 5, 4 for 5. You got to make a – I mean, they're cribs. I mean, they're right there. I mean, you can't drop a play to get a better shot than those 4 or 5 layups, and we got to convert them. You know, we convert those, maybe instead of being down 14, we're down 7. You know, so I thought that was the biggest reason why our offense wasn't very good in the first half. I thought in the second half we got into a little bit of a rhythm. I thought Tracy settled down. I thought Brandon was pretty consistent with what he was doing offensively. Griffey made some plays. We got some things on some ATOs out of timeouts, and we executed pretty well and got some in transition. But at the end of the day, we just weren't able to stop them enough. You know, it's 60-52. We have the ball with 7:50 to go. I mean, we're right there. In fact, that's better shape than we were in the game in Champaign. But we just weren't able to stop them enough down the stretch. Our offense was good enough in the second half. Our defense wasn't.
Down here in front.
John, you mentioned Tracy's improved play in the second half. In the first half, is he trying to do too much, or is it mentality?
Sometimes I think he is trying to find that balance. You know, I thought that you know, we want him to be aggressive, but we want him to be aggressively patient, and trying to find that balance is not the easiest thing in the world, Jeremy. When you're, you know, wired like he is to be very aggressive, which I like, I'd rather a guy be that way and try to, you know, reel him back in than try to drop kick him in the rear end all the time. But, you know, I thought he settled down and played at a much better pace, you know, in the second half.
Herb.
John, on your offense, a lot of times we focus on, you know, where the guys are making the shots on the perimeter and things.
Yep.
But as you go forward, how do you feel about what you're getting inside?
Well, I'd like to get more, you know. People ask me, I've had a chance to be involved with offensive play calling in my previous stints. And, you know, when I was at Ohio State, we ran a lot of plays for Greg Oden. Ran a lot of plays for Terrence Dials. You know, I think some of the guys we have got to develop down there, and they can get a little bit better, Herb. But at the end of the day, some guys have knacks for scoring. Like Zeller can score down there. You get him the ball down there, he's going to score. Dials could do that, you know. David West could do that when I was at Xavier. And he'd come to the bench and say, "Coach, just recycle the first three plays." You know, it's unbelievable luxury to have when you have that type of paint attack and you have guys that demand double teams or demand the attention of the perimeter defenders. It really opens up some things. You know, I do think Nana's gotten a little bit better down there. You know, Griffin Hen are kind of Griffin Hen, you know. So we've got to kind of develop some of what we have already down there. And then, to be honest with you, we've got to add some things with our program moving forward through recruiting.
Coach, you had mentioned that you were even in better shape this time around than you were when you pulled off the upset against
with
Indiana.
Eight to go.
Does that frustrate the team a lot when they kind of fail where they had succeeded before?
I don't think so. These guys are hard to frustrate, you know. I think the staff does a pretty good job of staying positive. We played pretty good. I mean, I told Derek Burst and I were talking back there. I mean, we've won 7 of our last 11 games, losses being at Michigan, at Iowa, and at Ohio State. We're 51-5 at home. And today to Indiana, who's really good. You know, we've got 6 top 25 RPI wins. The only two programs that have more are Duke with 7 and Indiana with 8. I mean, we played pretty good basketball. You know, we're capable of playing really good basketball. But I like Brandon and Tracy's mindset. I hear them talking to the team in there after the game, and hey, we need to play two halves. That's great. It's one thing for me to say it, but when peers are saying it to one another, that means even more. These guys care a lot about one another. They care a lot about Illinois, about our team, about doing well, about playing well. And this time of year, that's really important. But the thing I've appreciated the most about them is their resiliency. I thought we were really resilient today because the offense was not very good in the first half. And as I mentioned at the outset here, it could have been really ugly had we not defended like we did and didn't tie. That's a sign of being mature. That we didn't tie our defensive effort to how things were going for us on offense in the first half.
Take a couple more out here.
Coach, you've played Oladipo twice now, and he's a guy who's really had a breakout year, starting to get some national awards. What do you see in him as potential with his ceiling, and where do you think he's at right now?
Well, obviously he had 12 and 11, double-double, but I don't think the stat sheet tells the story with him. It tells only part of it. I think defensively he's terrific. You know, he's as Brandon said, I mean, he gets up into you. He takes things away. He reads things well. You can tell he's really intelligent defensively. You know, he's as good a defender as on the perimeter as we've played against all year. Now you add his, you know, things he brings to the table from an offensive scoring perspective and his rebounding, and that makes him even more potent.
Go down here and then finish up with Herb.
Coach, Joe Bertrand has struggled lately. Talk about his game today.
I did some good things, did some really good things. Had 5 field goals, thought he was active, thought he played really hard and competed, which JoJo does that most of the time anyway, you know, but thought he was good. Thought he had 2 really solid games here in the tournament, and hopefully that'll continue to give him confidence moving forward heading into next week. Yeah, looked great today. Those guys did a great job. I mean, the trainers did a great job. You know, we probably could have tried to play him last Sunday. I just don't know if that would have been in Joe's best interest and our team's best interest moving forward. So, you know, it is what it is. But he looked good today. Looked good.
Last one.
When Indiana was in here, people were talking about all the contributions from other guys.
Yeah.
And then when you even hear – we're not hearing a whole lot about Cody Zeller, but how good was he today? Oh,
he was a load. I mean, he's a terrific player. You know, there's a reason he's on all those magazines to start the preseason. You know, and first-team All-American candidate, probably a National Player of the Year candidate. I mean, he's a terrific player. He's very versatile. One of the things he does really well, exceptionally well for a guy his size, is run. Herb, he can really run, really run. I thought he was good, but I thought their other guys were good too. I thought Remy Abel gave him positive contributions, made a couple jumpers, which, you know, typically doesn't do. Those are big plays. You know, Sheehy makes 2 threes. And he's whatever he is, 32% 3-point shooter. Those are 2 big shots. Watford made a couple, and he's been really good all year from 3. He buried a couple. The last one was a real dagger that he made. So he contributed. I thought Farrell was really good, great defensively. You know, Oladipo gets a lot of credit for his defense on the ball. I think Farrell's really good defensively on the ball. And he really pushed the pace and the tempo and got them some of those layups and easy baskets when we couldn't quite get our defense set, especially in the second half.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you.